Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
And Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Thank you. Hello, welcome to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That was Jeremy J. from his new album, Slow Dance. The song was In This Lonely Town, and before that we heard another song by Jeremy J., the song Breaking the Ice. Jeremy J. is from LA, California. He is going to be playing tomorrow night, and he is scheduled to do a live interview with us here on Dunkin' Donuts. It was scheduled for noon. We're having just a minor communication issue, so we're hoping he will be on the phone very soon. And then we'll do, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes of chit-chat and then play some more of his music. I'm really excited. I loved his last album, A Place Where We Could Go. It was one of my favorite albums of last year. And his new one is growing on me fast and fierce. And I haven't seen him live before, so I'm excited that he's going to be in town tomorrow night. Let's give a listen to a bit more Jeremy J. We're going to hear one of his first 7-inches. He has put out a couple of 7-inches, a couple of EPs, and a couple of albums on K Records. So we're going to hear the song Alpha Rhythm. But before that, I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Friday, John Ray Fletcher's CD release show with Sleepy Sun and Darcy Hancock of Lady Hawk. Saturday, it's Junior Boys with Max Tundra. Monday, The Skinny Magazine presents Intelligence with Sect Church and Gang Violence. Tuesday, Fucked Up with The Defectors and Vapid. Wednesday, The Green Hour Band with Spoon River and the Sumner Brothers. And Thursday night, it's the CJSF anniversary party with Blackberry Wood, The Trapdoors, and The Winter Mitts. Also Friday, Gob playing back from the annals of the 90s or whatever. So that's a pretty great week at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's thebiltmorecabaret.com for more information. And the Biltmore is located at 2755 Kingsway at Kingsway and 12th in the basement of the Biltmore Hotel. Thanks again for the support. Okay, here is some more Jeremy J. We're going to hear Alpha Rhythm and then a track off of his album from last year, A Place Where We Could Go, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. brush the hair all day, to make up their face, to wear a pair of shorts and shirt, dress in red, white, black sandals to shade. At the beach we bring a car full of friends. I could bring a wicker basket for a picnic in Aspen. I'd wear a blue fur coat while we ski down the slopes, speed toboggans, our hair rustling back at the speed of the sights. The cabs in the forest, a ski lodge imperial, spotted on the skiing slopes. Friends could have the others while we have our own. We'll read stories of late, red circles on your cheeks, the dark green velvet curtains seven around my bed. We could live in Switzerland while it's snowing outside, bare brown trees as the sparrow sings its winter song. I'll dream of a story to tell while you lay there in soft white sheets. The life of a living doll. Meet super late, and we'll go for a walk, dream kisses, danger, romance, no one knows. Ah, red cheeks glowing in a Devonshire moonlight, it's an adventure, while it seems like a movie. No one's out on the street. The street lamps are lighting the trees that drape near old apartment buildings. God, how we'll talk and open new pictures. Street lamps are lighting while it seems like a movie. Stars flashing everywhere. The street lamps are lighting near old apartment buildings. God, how we'll talk and to open new pictures. Da da da. Thank you.
That's nice on a day like today. It feels like that music. Out there, gray and wet. That was Jeremy J. from his album, A Place Where We Can Go. The song was While the City Sleeps. Before that, we heard Escape to Aspen. Not a bad idea. Escaping to Aspen. I'm sure there's still some skiing happening there. Jeremy J. will hopefully be joining us shortly. I believe he's somewhere in the state of Oregon at the moment. Not sure if his cell phone is charged. We were scheduled to do a live interview right now. But live interview, you know, things can go wrong. They often do. Luke Meat, music director here at CITR, is working feverishly in the background, making calls, calling his people, calling Jeremy J's people, trying to bring this together. So hopefully we'll get an interview before the end of the hour. I'm going to play a little bit more Jeremy J, but then I think we'll have to move on. But we're going to hear a song, the title track from an EP he released couple years ago. It's called Airwalker, and it's the soundtrack to a film that he did. That's my understanding. I was hoping to ask him about it, so we'll see if I get my chance. But we're going to hear that song, Airwalker, and we're going to hear a cover that Jeremy J. did, a song called Ghost Rider, written, performed, made famous by Suicide. Kind of an unexpected inspiration for him, I guess. I would like to ask him about that, too, because it's not necessarily the most expected fit. But I think he does a really great job of it, and it sounds very nice. So we're going to hear those songs, and then we'll see what happens. I've got other music to play if it doesn't work out. So we'll see. But for now, some more Jeremy J. That's what I'm going to do. So this is the song Airwalker from the EP of the same name here on CITR. Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
What's in the air when you walk?
stars, stars in the universe.
That was Jeremy J's cover of Ghost Rider by Suicide. Great stuff. Looking more and more like I've been stood up by Jeremy J. He's probably roaming through someone's dream and can't get cell phone reception there. I think that's what it is. No hard feelings, though. I still love his music. Let's just hope he doesn't flake out on the show tomorrow. Before that, we heard the title track from Airwalker, an EP that he put out in 2007 on K Records. Who knows? Maybe he'll call back later in the hour. Maybe I'll get a live interview with him tomorrow. We'll see. But, you know, he's someone that I'd like to champion. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's do concert listings now. Let's get that. Oh, just a sec. Yeah?
He's available.
Okay. All right. So is he going to call, or are we going to call him? Okay, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back to it. So this is the Folk Implosion's Natural One. Song kind of reminds me of a lot of that style of music. So let's give that a listen, and hopefully we'll have Jeremy J on the line. Hello, Jeremy?
Yep.
Hi, it's Duncan calling from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, are we live on the air?
We are now. You're going out live. How's it going?
Good. I'm in Portland, Oregon
now.
Very
nice.
We're on tour supporting the new Slow Dance record out on K.
Yeah. It's a fantastic record. You must be pretty happy with it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy with it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. How have you made it to Voodoo Donuts in Portland yet?
You know what? We just we rolled into town and went directly to the club last night. We played at Roturi down in
nice.
On Southeast Third.
Great. So the tour's been going well so far. You've come up all the way from LA.
Yeah, it's been great. We played LA, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, a couple other small towns, and then we play the Cherry City Music Fest today in Salem, and then tomorrow we're up in your neck of the woods in Vancouver.
Awesome. Yeah, you were here, I guess, about a year ago or thereabouts at the Peanut Gallery. I don't know if you remember.
Wait, what's that?
You played here last summer, I believe.
I think July, was it?
Yeah.
And, we played at the Sweatshop venue. I don't know if that's a formal venue or
an art
gallery.
It wasn't, and I think the show that you're playing was scheduled to be there, and then that place has been shut down now by the cops. So
you've
been moved to a legitimate venue for tomorrow's show.
I think there was three venues that we were going to play.
Yeah,
first was the Sweatshop, then it was the Peanut Gallery, which closed down.
Yeah. Things are a little hectic here in Vancouver right now, venue-wise.
The Media Club.
Yeah. But it's a good venue. The Media Club's a very nice venue, so
cool.
And stable. Yeah. I think they have their liquor license sorted out and everything. So.
That sort of stuff, yeah.
That's good. So about the new album, I know on the first album you put out, A Place Where We Could Go, there was sort of a dreamy theme to it, where you started the album with Night Night, and it had a real kind of dream romanticism to it. Was there any kind of underlying theme that united the songs on Slow Dance?
Yes. It's more of a winter-themed album. for example, you know, side two has, if you have the vinyl, it, has, it starts off with Winter Wonder,
mm-hmm.
then Will You Dance With Me, Breaking the Ice, Slow Dance 2, Where Can We Go Tonight. The themes are, you know, romance and winter and,
yeah.
And then it ends off with Where Can We Go Tonight, where it's just we're here on Earth and, you know, what can you do? What could you do? And so
mm-hmm.
that's what the album closes with, is the possibilities of you know, what can we do
yeah.
in with this life on Earth, basically.
Mm-hmm. The song Winter Wonder in particular I wanted to ask you about, because there's a very you have a very Morrissey-esque vocal performance in that song, I'd say. There's a lot of kind of flights of falsetto and stuff like that. Is he an influence at all, or are there other vocalists that you, there's sort
Wait,
of influence?
What was
you?
The vocalist that you said?
I said Morrissey.
Morrissey, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it sounded a lot like, you know, kind of early Smith, just the way that you did some of the vocals in that particular song, not so much the
okay.
others.
Okay, you know, people have been saying that recently. You know, I think
for better or for
Morrissey,
worse.
I did see him once live at the Palladium in Hollywood.
Right.
And, which is, you know, where I've been living.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both, like, L.A. and Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But Morrissey, I saw him at the Palladium, and it made me like him so much more than I already did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a great performer. He's, you know, he's been in the business for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's a survivor.
You know, and he, I mean, basically is still interesting to people.
Yeah.
And, which is... not a common achievement with
Definitely.
The you know, with his contemporaries
mm-hmm.
of his day, kind of.
Yeah, no, he's
yeah, I think he's
still
a,
putting out records and stuff.
A lasting performer that people are still interested in seeing and think is still, you know, vital to this day or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So the album Slow Dance was recorded at Dumb Narcotic Sound System, is that correct?
Dumb Narcotic Studio,
yeah. right, sorry.
In Olympia.
Yeah.
Actually, Calvin engineered it.
Right.
Bob Schwenkler also engineered it. Bob is just a really great, great person to have on
cool.
board.
Nice. And I was wondering about the Kay connection. How did you get connected with Kay
them
to put out
the story
records?
is that I did a small tour with Calvin in 2006. You know, I actually just played acoustic guitar
right.
on that tour.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of what the first record is like.
Yeah, it is
know?
A very like basic
but
in terms of instrumentation.
It's more of, yeah, it's more, which a lot of people didn't get after, because it came out after Airwalker, and it kind of threw everyone off. But, so the story is that we did a small tour, and then I asked him to record some songs, and he did, and it ended up being, a few sessions later, we did the, we finished the Place Where We Can Go record.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you heard The Hive Dwellers yet, his new band?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah, he's going on tour with Shane and the Gang, which is the new Ian
Stone
band. Yeah,
we're playing
so.
With them tonight.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, they're not here until the end of May, but everybody's very excited to see that show.
Yeah.
I also wanted to ask you about Love Everlasting, because it has a real kind of disco sound to it, and I was wondering what brought that about.
Well, I mean, we did the Airwalker record, and
right.
it's more along those lines.
Yeah.
It's more along the lines of the song Slow Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Song 5 on the LP.
Right.
It goes with Love Everlasting and Light Beam and Slow Dance. So that's what the connection is, and right. more. I mean, once you see our live show, if you have not already, you'll understand.
It'll make sense.
the reasons or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it's gonna be a fun show. And,
yeah.
A lot of dancing.
It'll
be great.
Yeah. One thing I was interested in, like I get such a sense of mood from your music, and I was wondering okay. how difficult that is to recreate live.
Mood.
Well, I'm
in a good mood, you know.
I guess maybe how do I sound this without say this without sounding flaky? But just like a very like romantic and melancholy sort of mood to the music that it doesn't always seem like it would come across at a live show. But so I'm really interested to see how that works.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I mean, you know, the shows are great. The mm-hmm. you know, this tour has been really. I mean, everyone's having fun at the shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they're into the new record.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's great. And I've been happy with how the U.S. has been going, actually. Kind of didn't know what to expect on this tour. And it seems to be like it's going great. So
fantastic.
San Francisco show was amazing.
Awesome.
You know, and last night in Portland was amazing, and actually LA was really great too. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's going well, and it seems like this tour is great. So
yeah, so you split your time between LA and Paris.
Yes, as I to be honest with you, I'm on tour about 7 months out of the
right,
year.
Right.
Plus, and so I'll. Stay in Los Angeles, but I hold my apartment there all year.
Right.
But I, you know, I'll probably stay there a month, and then this year I took up a flat in Paris mm-hmm. and was there from January to about February 14th, which is when I did a European tour this year already mm-hmm. for 4 weeks, and that went really, really well. And
It seems like the LA scene, like there's lots of great bands coming out of LA at the moment with like bands
yeah.
affiliated with The Smell and stuff like that. Do you feel a part of that scene, or do you have a civic pride?
Part of what?
Well, I don't like. Do you have civic pride over like all these great bands coming out of LA?
Do I have a pride of? Do I have a?
Well,
I'm happy for them.
Yeah,
you know. I think that there's a lot of great people in a lot of cities right now in the U.S., and I'm kind of happy about that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of bands popping up everywhere. You know, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, you know, kids laying down the beat. it's great. It really is. I'm excited about a lot of bands coming out right now.
Great. Any in particular that you'd want to mention?
any in particular? I like this band, the Sea Lions from LA. Huh. They're good.
Cool. Sea Lions.
Yeah.
I'll look up for that. I haven't heard of them.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great things happening.
Mm-hmm. In addition to the Love Everlasting 12-inch, you also put out Ghost Rider 12-inch?
No, that never came out.
That
it
didn't?
It was planned on coming out.
Okay.
But we decided to just put out the Love Everlasting one. We did record Ghost Rider. We've
right.
actually recorded it twice.
Okay. We played a version of it earlier on tonight, or
but,
today.
What happened with Ghost Rider is that we... on this last European tour, we had a limited edition of Love Everlasting CDs that had Ghost Rider on it.
Oh, okay.
And also Babies on Fire, which was going to be the B-side to Ghost Rider.
Right.
So we put both of those songs on there, and also we did a cover of New Horizons by Section 25.
Hmm.
And that was on there, and
yeah.
also a song by Blondie called Shayla that was on. It was almost a covers record.
Yeah, yeah, cool. So any
which is funny because I mean about four of the songs were covers, but then we put the full Love Everlasting 12-inch on there. So it was
right.
A total of 10 songs, but yeah. We sold out of those.
Any plans to reissue them?
Yes. this year, hopefully.
Great.
Yes.
Cool. And
yes, for sure. I mean, we have to. I mean, it's silly to not. But
it's just sitting there, waiting to be heard.
Unfortunately, we don't have any for this tour, but
right.
we will be repressing that.
Cool. And I wanted to, so I don't know much about the Airwalker record, but I heard that there was a film that accompanied it.
To Airwalker?
Yeah.
There should be.
Yeah, we listened to Airwalker earlier, and it definitely has a cinematic quality that would...
Thank you. Actually, they repressed the vinyl for Airwalker.
Oh, really?
K Records did, so...
Cool. Do you have copies of that with you?
A full new batch.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So the kids should bring lots of cash when they come to your show tomorrow night.
Yeah, there's a lot of goodies.
Awesome.
You know, a lot of goodies. Actually, hopefully we'll still have some Love Everlasting records. Those are officially out of print. I only had 15 for this tour, and I think I'll have hopefully a couple by I get to Vancouver. But after Vancouver, there's going to be sold out.
Yeah. Well, we've got a copy here, so I was going to play it in a bit. So we were lucky to have one of those sent
to
us.
We did a video for Lightbeam too, and actually we shot that in Paris.
Oh, nice. So what was the
B side there?
What was it that drew you to Paris, other than the fact that it's a gorgeous city?
Well, actually, I went there with my family when I was younger, and it felt like home to me. So it took me touring and making records to fulfill that dream. And I mean, you know, when I was working before doing this, I it was impossible to afford.
Yeah.
To go to anywhere,
yeah.
You know, do anything. So I saved my pennies and did it.
Yep.
You know.
Well, congratulations.
It took a lot of hard work, but it was worth it.
Yeah. Great. Anything you'd like to add?
No, I'll see everyone down at the Media Club Friday night.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Jeremy.
Okay.
Have a good show tonight. Take care.
Oh, boy.
Bye. Here is Love Everlasting by Jeremy J. there we go. Oh, no. What? There we go.
I was looking at what I built. Stars flashing everywhere, around the castles in the air. I was walking on the beach, I was looking at the castles in the air, making sure it wouldn't disappear. Stars saying, don't despair. I was searching everywhere, across the mountains, across their stairs. I was searching over the mountains, across the sky I hadn't forgotten, to find what you're wishing on, across your dreams. pills. I was thinking of what I built. Stars smashing everywhere. Around the castles in the air.
That was Jeremy J. With his 12-inch for Love Everlasting. And thanks again to Jeremy for calling in. And thanks for all of you for your patience as we sorted out some technical difficulties. I'm going to do some very quick concert listings. And Becky's in the studio, and I'm just going to force her to go on the air. Hey, Becky.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Glad that worked out. It was a little up in the air there.
Oh, it sounded great.
Thanks.
I hope he doesn't listen, though, and realize how nice your voice is.
He'll pull me up on stage. No. And you, you like the Jeremy J. You saw him the last time he was in town?
I didn't, actually. He played the sweatshop, and yeah. I was working that night, but I heard it was amazing, and that there was so many girls swooning and...
Swimming?
Swooning.
Swooning, yeah. I think there's some boys swooning, too, actually.
I swoon just by looking at the album cover.
He's a very swoon-worthy individual. You going to any shows anytime soon?
Of course.
Of course.
There's so much going on this weekend.
True.
Off the top of my head, of course, there's Jeremy J. Friday at the Media
mm-hmm,
Club.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a show at the Railway that night, isn't there? Maybe? No?
Yeah, I don't have it listed, but I'm sure there's a show at the Railway.
Well, of course. And then Defiance Ohio is playing at the Secret Location.
Cool.
And then on Saturday, I don't know if you have this on your event listing, but there's a show in Kitts at the pool.
The Showboat.
Yeah.
The Kitts Showboat. Oh, which is the best place to see a show on a nice day. So we'll see what it's like.
Yeah, we've got Beeline, Search Parties.
Yeah.
They might move it to the ER Granville Island.
Right, right.
So
yeah, but hopefully the weather will cooperate and they'll be able to have it there.
I'll cross my fingers.
Fingers crossed all around. Also on Friday night, John Ray Fletcher is having his CD release party at the Biltmore. Oswaldo, who's our fellow DJ, he is celebrating 10 years on the air. So he's having a day-long thing at the Legion on Commercial Drive.
Yeah, he's got a million bands.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And we're going to be there too, some CITR folks.
Yeah, yeah. So say hi to your friendly CITR DJs. On Saturday night, Marissa Nadler is playing with Rose Melberg at the Media Club.
I hear she's amazing.
I don't know Marissa Nadler that well, but Rose Melberg.
I ran into a friend yesterday who's from California. She was like, she's from Massachusetts. You should love her. So
cool. Hey, how about those Red Sox?
Opening
day was pretty nice.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah. Nah, yesterday not so much.
Oh.
But, you win some, you lose some. That's the way these things happen. Some other shows, Modern Creatures and New Sensei are playing at the Astoria on Saturday night. Let's see what else. CJSF, you should go to their birthday party on the 16th. That's at the Biltmore, and Wintermits and Blackberry Wood are playing there. Some other shows later into the month, Glass Candy is at Richards on the 22nd. Thunder Heist is at the Biltmore on the 25th. Vivian Girls with Abe Vigoda at the Biltmore on the 29th. And Discorder is starting up their night at the Astoria on Wednesdays, is it?
It's going to be the first Wednesday of every month.
Yeah, yeah. And so New Sensei, Petroleum Byproducts, and Great 2000 are going to be playing that.
First Petroleum Byproducts show in almost a year, probably.
A very
probably.
Long time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since they got rid of Zombie Pistolero.
Yeah, so either it's going to be really good or it's going to be just like that Britney Spears show last night.
Yeah, don't smoke pot at the at the show at the Astoria because it'll mess up.
They'll just leave the stage.
Yeah, and blame it on their tech guys. And a couple of concert announcements. Clues are back at the Biltmore on May 30th. That's a rough night to have a show because Mount Erie and Chain and the Gang are already playing that night.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Crystal Castles are back in town. They're at the Commodore on the 4th. The next night, Camera Obscura are there, and The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Have you heard them?
No, I've not listened to their album, but I...
Lots of people talking about The Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
I just can't imagine seeing Camera Obscura and then seeing them, because I think I would just kind of melt.
Your heart would explode.
Yeah.
They're at the Biltmore on July 24th. All right, we've only got 5 minutes left. My goodness.
What are you going to play?
I wanted to play Fine Mist again. I love the song Stop or Start.
They're so great.
It's my summer jam. So we're going to hear that song, and then I'm also going to play a Fiery Furnaces song called Here Comes the Summer. Because every week until we get some real summer, I'm going to keep trying to pull it in by playing summery songs.
And then once you have the real summer, all the songs you play will become summer songs.
Exactly. It won't matter if they're summer songs, because they just will be inherently summery. Oh, summer. Come back to us. Marielle is here. She's going to be on the air pretty soon with We All Follow Down. Marie-Ève is here. I saw her. She's going to be on with The French Connection later on. And a bunch of other people. No reason to change the dial. CITR rules. here is Fine Mist. Thanks for listening, folks. Oh, no, you went to sleep, stupid CD player. there we go. All right.
to do. Remember, I thought it wouldn't be too soon. We'll wait at least until it's June. The 29th of March it rained. Remember, you look so sad that I explained.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.